Well, I've never seen the NASCAR rule book, but I believe those engines now might be fuel-injected versus carburetor. I'm not sure. Again, I've never read the rule book, but in our class of racing, you know, you have normally aspirated and turbocharged. You have in the prototype class, you have hybrids now. It's just insane. Even when I was away for almost 3 years, I got the new rule book in just after the first of the year, and I looked at it and I read through it. I just said, thank God I don't do this full-time anymore. I only had to know a certain part of the book for what I was doing those 2 weekends. But still, the technology has changed so much, and it just blows my mind. But, you know, you have 3 classes of racing, 4 levels overall, 61 cars on the track, and all 3 classes, or actually 4 classes, are racing in their own races all simultaneously at the same time. So it's a timing and scoring nightmare, but thank God for electronics for things like that. But we still have to do manual work in case the electronics fail. So, yeah, it's people think I do go down there and have fun. No, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work involved. I'm still doing some little bit of paperwork, but not much. I just, you know, I'll just fax it all in.